God bless every one of you as we are in the house of the Lord. We're in the house of the Lord. We are all servants of the Most High God. And we're here in the house. We're in service. We came this morning to give service unto the Lord. We came to sing and to worship, to give, and now to receive. And I want you to open up your hearts and receive what thus said the Lord. He do have a word. He always have a word. And it's he that speak and not me. I'm not that smart. I don't know what all of his people need. And he know what every one of you in this building this morning. He know what every one of you need. And if you came to receive as you were supposed to come to receive, we only come here on a Sunday or a Monday night or Wednesday night or whatever service we come in. We come to receive, so we'll use it on the outside to help somebody find Christ. And before I go any further, I would like to encourage all of our members of the great body of Christ. We are rehearsing for Christmas program, and so there will be no services on a Wednesday night and a Tuesday night, so the youth won't be having services until the beginning of the new year, and Bible study won't be back until the beginning of the new year, which is January. And I guess there are other different things that will be going on, possibly maybe the different ministry may be having something. So I stand here today to say to those of you that love to gather with the people of God, that love to gather in the house of God, since there won't be any Wednesday services nor Tuesday night service, I am inviting, and I shouldn't have to invite you, but I am inviting all of you that usually comes out on Tuesday night, youth, the youth people, the Bible study people, the Bible class people, I'm encouraging you, those of you, to come out on Monday night. There will be Monday night prayer meetings on every week. We're not going to close down everything, because I know that we are people that like to be on vacation. We like to rest. But I'm encouraging you to come to Monday night prayer meetings, since you won't be having to come out anymore during the week. Make it your business to be in Monday night prayer meeting, because that is the most important part of the body of Christ. It's praying. Praying for the uplift and the strengthening of God's people. And if there is a need that we need to address, we would come to prayer meeting and we'll place it on the altar and we'll pray, because there's great blessings in numbers. Hallelujah. So all of those, I want you to make up your mind. It's your decision. It's a choice that you make. And if you make a good choice to come out on Monday night, you will not regret it. Monday night services are great services. So put it on your calendar. Monday night is prayer meeting. This morning, for a short while, I would just be encouraging the people of God. I think generally most of the people of God have heard, there's nothing new, they've heard the word of God. Our job when we come here to stand before the altar of God is to encourage you to praise, worship, to give, to love, to share. And whatever it is that we encourage you to do, then you have a choice to do that or not. We're not, God don't make anybody do anything. He just left his word and have us as ministers and those that preach the word to encourage you to do what the word says do. But now there's consequences behind your choices, because you got to understand that we don't live here. I want you to understand real well that we're going to leave this world whether we want to or not. Now you have a choice. You can have it the way you want to have it. You could be ready to meet the Lord and live in his home after you leave here, or you can do nothing. But you still will go to a home when you leave here. It's only two homes that's available. Two homes that are available. You're going to go to one home or the other. And one is to rejoice and to do praise dances like we just saw. That's praise dancing. Because it's not only was in their hand and feet, it was in their spirit. Oh my God, don't let me get started with the spirit. The Spirit of God in anything, it makes a difference. You can dance, but there's a dance and then there's a dance. But when you can dance with the Spirit and with the understanding, you're dancing. And God is receiving, and the angels are folding their wings. You see, the angels like to receive also. We're not the only people that like to receive, because God made us just a little lower than the angels. So they receive also. When men and women of the earth, as they watch, they see you move in the Spirit of God, they move too. I could imagine heaven this morning and those angels twirling around my God, my great God. They're moving around him just like they were moving in the Spirit. You don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going there one day and I'm going to dance with the angels. So this is my practice room. When I wasn't in God, I loved to dance. I learned every dance there was. And I danced on my step when my mama wasn't watching. I danced when they didn't see me. I danced with that hoop-de-hop music. Because dance was in me. But when I came into holiness, I dance in the Spirit. Oh, the Spirit of dancing almost done left the church. But I tell you, the dancing spirit is still available if you want it. Whew. Okay, enough of that. See, I got to speak again. Brother Jones, remind me, you got to speak at Centerville this evening, but that's okay. Centerville, we'll take you at Centerville. I got a message for them too. I ain't gonna do it in myself, so I ain't gonna have no problem. It's gonna be the Holy Ghost. But for you this morning, for those of us that have gathered here this morning, he said to tell my people, move forward. I think he's looking down. And he's looking on his people, just marking time. But he's saying this morning, Sister Bird, move forward. The scripture, you can put it back, Brother Sweeney, put it back, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. And you will have it on the board there. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, if you would allow me. He says, now, I want you to listen carefully. And he's talking to God's people. And those of you who have not yet caught the train, you can catch the train, because it's not out of sight yet. You're just moving slow towards its destiny. So those of you who have not given yourself to the Lord, the doors are still open. You know, when you go on the rail out there, the door, they poop the horn a little bit. Hallelujah. And if you can run fast enough, you can jump in that door before that door closes, and you'll catch the right train and you get to your destiny in time. But you got to be swift. You got to move forward. You got to move fast. Because if you don't get there in time, that door going to close, that train's going to take off, and you're going to have to wait for the one coming behind. But on this train to glory, ain't no train coming behind. The last one. And so he's telling us today in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 says, therefore let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ. advancing steadily towards the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and the abandonment of dead works and the faith by which you turn to God with teachings about purifying, the laying on of the hands, the resurrection from the dead, and eternal judgment and punishment. These are all matters of which you should have been fully aware long, long ago. If indeed God permits, we will now proceed to advanced teachings. For it is impossible to restore and bring again to repentance those things which have been once for all enlightened. When you got them, you should have gotten them. Because they came just right. When you got saved, you received salvation just right. It's not anything you should have gone over again. It will simplify. Repent. Receive. And go forward. Not going back all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Then you're just sorry. You're just a sorry person. But Paul is saying you should have gotten it straight the first time. He said, those who have been once for all enlightened, who have consciously tasted the heavenly gift and have become sharers of the Holy Spirit and have felt how good the word of God is and the mighty power of the age and world to come. If they then divert from the faith and turn away from their allegiance, it is impossible to bring them back to repentance. Because while as long as they nail upon the cross the Son of God afresh, as far as they are concerned, and are holding him up to contempt and shame and public disgrace. When you say you have salvation and you love the Lord and you just always, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. You keep nailing him to the cross. You keep crucifying him over and over and over again. He feels those pains again. When you don't do what you're supposed to do in holiness, you are continually crucifying the Lord God in Jesus. And making him shame like he's not who he say he is. He can't do what he says he can do. He don't have the power that he says he have. Oh my God. For the soil which has drunk the rain that repeatedly fall upon it and produces vegetation useful to those for whose benefit it is cultivated, partakers of a blessing from God. But if that same soil persistently bear thorns and thistles, it is considered worthless and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Then it says, even though we speak this way, yet in your case, beloved, we are now firmly convinced of better things that are near to salvation and accomplish it. For God is not unrighteous to forget or overlook your labor. Don't get afraid. He's not overlooking what you did. People might overlook him, but you ain't living for people. Don't worry about who say what. God hasn't forgotten you, but I tell you, when you get all upset and you not do what you're supposed to do, you forgot God. Because you're supposed to, you should have continued on. You should have been going forward, doing what God told you to do. Everybody is a part of this body. Everybody who accepts the Lord is part of the body. But there are some parts that just won't work. He said the last verse, but we do strongly and earnestly desire for each of you to show the same diligence and sincerity all the way through. in realizing and enjoying the full assurance and development of your hope unto the end. He told me verse 9. He said, even though we say these things, even though Paul was saying that it just you just seem like you can't seem to get it together, we are thinking better of you. He is saying you can do better. God has not forgotten. You see, what happens, we keep our heart and mind on what people are saying and how they're looking and how they're blessing you and how they're patting you. You're looking for that more than you're looking for the God to move you forward. Get up over those things and let God, let go and let God have his way. I just wanted to read that out of there. So since we are to be going forward, nobody can move you forward. Nobody can move you from going forward except yourself. Nobody makes you do anything. It's a choice you made. You choose to be faithful or to be unfaithful or to be wishy-washy or in and out. Nobody made you be that way. You chose that. That's your choice. Because everything that is good is still there. And I'm just going to give you a few examples. It said, whatever is happening to you, no matter good or difficult, it's in Jesus and God. Everything you're going through is in Jesus. You say you're saved and you're sanctified and you love the Lord. If it's going bad, you're still in God. If it's going good, you're in God. Jeremiah. Anybody know Jeremiah? Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. Jeremiah cried day and night. He cried all the time. He lamented. Not about himself. He cried over the children of God. He looked at the children of God and he cried and he cried. And if he was alive, Brother Butch, he'd still be crying. Because we're the same thing. He cried. He wept. And he said in Lamentation, verse 20. Lamentation 3, verse 20 through 25. Listen what Jeremiah say. I'm just encouraging you to go forward. Go forward, please, please, people. I'm going to tell you something in a few while, and then I'm going to be finished. Jeremiah chapter 3. Listen to what Jeremiah said in verse 20 through 25. Jeremiah said, surely, as a wife treacherously depart from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, said the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplication for the children of Israel. For they had perverted their way and had forgotten the Lord their God. And he said, return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitudes of the mountain. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herd, their sons and their daughters, who lie down in our shame and our confusion covered us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth, even until this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Because there was so much work that needed to be done. And the people of the Israelites, they were so hard-headed, stiff-necked, lazy, didn't want to do much, just enough to get by to still say I'm an Israelite. But Jeremiah didn't stop believing. He kept hoping in God, even though he cried and he cried and he cried, but he kept on talking to God. The word of God says, for in him we live and we move and we have our being. And that's why he said to tell you to go forward, because you're still in God. You live in God. You move in God. You are alive because God is alive. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. That's in Lamentations, say that. He said, well, you in God. So don't worry about what's going on. As long as you are in God, we need to start going forward. Oh, God. Job. See, we're living in a time where there's all kind of troubles, all kind of situations, all kind of haves and have-nots. But listen, if you go back, if you were reading your Bible, if you was even reading your Bible, you would never have a problem. You would not praise the Lord. You won't come and sit and just look and wonder, is anything gonna happen? Because you read your Bible. I say everything that happens to you is in God. I won't say it again. Everything that happened to you in your life, whether good or bad, is in God. Because nobody lived to himself, and nobody died to himself, and nobody can get you to heaven or hell but God. Listen to this. Job, in chapter 2, Job went through, I'm not going to give you the scripture, you read it when you get home. Job went through everything. Now, he didn't put that in the Bible just to be there and say, oh, that's Job. We will never go through what Job went through per se. But Job went through, did not care what he was going through in his flesh. Job said, though worms may destroy my flesh, yet in my flesh I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to love him with all my heart. Job went forward even over his wife. His wife said, you're foolish. God ain't doing nothing for you like some of us look like. But why he didn't answer me? Why he ain't giving me this? Why? Listen, Job didn't care what his wife said. Job had balls from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Job lost all of his children. He lost all of his cattle. He lost everything. He even lost his ability to operate in his own house. Couldn't even go and lay in his own bed. Couldn't go out and work and make no money for his family. He didn't worry about the money because he couldn't go make it no more. He didn't have all that riches that he had before, brother. He didn't have nothing. All he had was still a little life inside of him. He was still breathing the breath of life. He didn't have nothing else to praise God with. No children. No capital. No nothing to fall back on. Had a wife that said, curse God and die. He didn't have no health. He didn't have no strength. All he had was a voice. And he used what he had. He said, the Lord God give it.
the Lord God take it away, I'm going to bless my God. He is the God. I know my Redeemer liveth, and I'm going to see him in the last day. He was all sorry up. He was in pain. He had a son in the ashes. He didn't have nothing. And we today got so much, and we can't as much as lift our hands in the sanctuary. Job continued to move forward. He didn't sit out and die. He went forward. He knew he had a place he was going. He knew where he came from. And better still, he knew where he was going. He knew that this world was not his home. That this wasn't the end of life. There was a new life on the other side. He said, I'm going forward. I'm going to press forward. He didn't worry. Yes, his heart was hurt. Yes, he had the pain, but he still had a praise. And he didn't keep it silent. He didn't sit down with his mouth shut. He opened his mouth and said, I know, I know, I know that I'm going to see my Redeemer. Think about it. Think about yourself right now. What you going through, and you won't even praise God. You ain't nowhere where Job was. You haven't lost everything. You got a whole lot to praise God for. Go forward. Move forward. In Joshua the 10th chapter, Joshua said, I got to go forward. We don't have nobody to talk about. This Bible was written for our learning. It was written for our example. If we're not following the Bible, what you're following? What you're following if you ain't following the Bible? You don't know how you're living if you don't follow the Bible. These things are there for a purpose. It shows us that we can do better. Joshua, Mother Dixon. I got it, I got it, I got it. Joshua. Joshua had a work to do. And he had to fight. We ain't fighting nobody much. Only thing we beating up is our own self. Because we won't do what we're supposed to do, so we in trouble. All the time. And we get up and do what we're supposed to do in the Lord. We have come over better. We won't be so downcast, sick, busted, and disgusted. We'll be praising God no matter what's going on. Because nobody is greater. Nobody is better. Nobody can do it. His name is Jesus. And Joshua said, under my watch, ain't no losing nothing. Joshua said, I got a fight. I got a battle on my hand. And the 10th chapter of Joshua didn't have no care or no worry when it was getting that evening time. He said, He didn't mind, Brother Hanson. He knew that he was in God and the power of God dwell in him. And Brother Fontaine, it was getting evening. You can't see good in the night. You stumble in the night. You might fall down in the night. So Joshua had to take authority even over the sun and the moon. And the sun and the moon is in Godhead. Nobody rules the sun and the moon. But Joshua said, hey moon, don't move. Sun, stand still. I got a battle to win. Because ain't no enemy gonna get up over me. Esther. Esther. That's a woman. Esther is a woman, y'all. God will work for a woman if you got faith. Some people don't believe in the women preacher. Hey, goody for you. Goody for you. But we going to preach anyhow. We going forward because God give us a work to do. And ain't no man going to stop us from giving out the word. Because if our ways be the Lord, we can ask what we will. God don't see no gender anyway. He don't care whether you're man or woman. He know that man and woman are made, but it don't bother him when something is needed and a man can cry and a woman can cry. He gonna listen to that woman. Esther, it didn't matter after a while when she knew what had to be done. See, if you know what got to be done, it doesn't matter what you gotta do. If you're trusting in the Lord, whatever gotta be done, you're gonna do it no matter what. If you gotta go, you're gonna go. After she found out what her purpose was in that kingdom, it was not only to be beautiful, it was not only to be the king's wife, it was not only to smell real sweet and be all dressed up. She found out that she was there by God's purpose. She was on God's plan. She was supposed to be about God's business. So when she found out what was needed, she got down to business. She said, come on, women. Come on, men. We gonna fast. We gonna pray. And let me tell you something. Whether the king bid me or not, I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going forward. Whether I perish, but I'm going forward. I'm gonna step out. I'm gonna step over. I'm gonna step in. I don't care what the problem is. I'm gonna step out. If I perish, I perish. She knew she had a home on the other side. So if she perished, she still was gonna be alive. She went forward, and because of her faith, because of her confidence, because of her full assurance, she stepped out. She stepped at that door under divine inspiration and standing in that door with her beautiful self, the man of God touched. God touched that king's heart, and he stakes it out. Say, what you want, baby? What you want? What you want? God give you favor. If you have faith in him, if you trust him, he will give you favor with God and man. You don't have to be afraid to step out, to go forward. Cause it what it will. Cause it what it will. No matter what's going on, we're going through. I'm done. But if this don't help you, God help you when he helps you. Hey! Moses.
Thank you, Lord.
God took his people out of the bondage. Took them out of Egypt. Brother Bannister, to go through the wilderness. They got on through there. And you know, God was so good to him, sister, that he said, you know what? Don't y'all play with this God.
Jesus.
You don't know him, leave him alone. Yeah. Leave this Jesus alone. Leave him alone. Yeah. Just stay out there and do your own thing. Yeah. Until you what you want to do good. Don't mess with him. He powerful. He great. Man, he is the man. He is the man. Yes, he's the man. Don't mess with my man. His name is Jesus. He's my daddy God. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, after God laid them through that portion, he said, I'm not even gonna take you through where the Amalekites and the Hittites and all them tights were. He said, I'm not taking you through that because you're just coming out of some hardships.
Yeah.
You're just coming out of some weariness. So I'm not gonna take you through that way because I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to feel bad. So I'm taking you through the 40-day easy route. They didn't know that the Red Sea was what they had to go through. But he said, this is the good way. I'm not taking you through all those places where those people are fighting over there. He said, I don't want you to be in that kind of stuff. Do you know the God you serve? He want to keep you in peace and in perfectness. He want to lead you through the valley and the shadow of death with peace. He want to restore your soul. He is your shepherd. And he's trying to lead you, but you think you know which way to go. So you keep going this way, and he keep trying to bring it back this way. And then you go a little ways, and you go back this way. You start going forward, then you go backwards. You start and you stop. You need to do like what Sister Iris say last Sunday. Look up and say, help! And they got to them. Brother John, they got to the Red Sea. Now look at this. That's what I'm telling you, move forward. The topic is today, the Lord say, move forward.
Yes, yes.
They got to the Red Sea. Enemy coming, because he told, see, one thing about God, he don't leave you ignorant. If you're ignorant, it's because you're not listening to God. If you're ignorant, it's because you don't know the word. If you're ignorant, you want to be ignorant. But you come up in God, he ain't got no ignorant children. He don't have no dumb children. He don't have no handicapped children. You come in holiness, you get full deliverance. You get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You get faith. You get patience. You get endurance. You become a real person. He said, Moses, take them out. Pharaoh said, leave the weak ones. Pharaoh said, don't play with me, man. Don't even go there. Because not even the hoof. Not even the thing that I knocked on the bottom of the cow's foot. I'm not even leaving none of them there. We taking all of our stuff out of your city. Lame, the halt, the blind, and even some of the Egyptians that had enough sense to slip in a Hebrew house before the death angel came. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all? Can't slip in the body of Christ and become a part of God. Them Israelites weren't crazy. They saw what God was doing. They said, we ain't crazy. God doing something for them people. Hey, brother Joel, brother Campbell, brother whoever, can we come in? Can we come in? They weren't crazy like we are. We want to accept God. We want to walk holy. We want to do what he said do. We want to pray. We want to fast. We want to study the word. Them people say, hey, you, can I come in? Got into that Israelite house. The night before the death angel was coming, they slipped into that safe house. They slipped into a safe house. And I tell you, when that death angel came by, they didn't know whether Egyptian or Israelite was in there. All they wanted to see was the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Egyptians hid themselves in that house. out of Egypt. Those Egyptians that were saved that night from that. Wasn't no turning back then, sister. God, I'm alive. And everything, the firstborn of everybody else is alive. If I had a firstborn and I brought it into the Israelite house, my firstborn alive, I ain't staying back here. In Egypt. When they left Egypt, the Israelite, the mixed multitude,
yes,
left with them.
Yes.
They went with them. They caught it while they had a chance. Got to the Red Sea. God told Moses, I'm a hard Pharaoh heart again. And he coming behind you. He gonna come behind and try to get you. But don't worry about it. I'm with you. I got this. He said, I got this. I got a plan. He said, I know the plan I have for you. Plan to do you good and not evil. All the days of your life, I got a plan. Took them to that Red Sea. They stood there. Then they start mumbling, grumbling, complaining. Oh, just like we do. Some things don't go right. There we go. Make a whole lot of noise, forget who our God is. Forget that our God name is not Emily. Our God name is not Pega. Our God name not as Bishop, no Bishop Clark. They're not our God. Y'all forgot who God is. His name is Jesus.
Yahweh.
Jehovah. Listen, they stood there, the Red Sea in front of them, the devil coming behind, mouth to the side. Oh, of course anybody would get a little disheartened. We're gonna die, we're gonna die tonight.
We're gonna die.
You brought us out of Israel, Egypt, but we're gonna die. Cause we can't drink up all that water. We don't have no boats. We don't have nothing to roll with. We cannot get, see that? We can't get caught there. You can't get caught that water. And so they got so bad since the throne, that Moses started crying. The leader started crying. Don't y'all make the leader cry. Have some gumption in your function. So have some unction in your gumption so you can function. Man, the thing was so bad, Moses started crying. But in the 15 word verse, I'm going to paraphrase, you can put it in the best you want to see. Moses crying up to God. What we going to do? Ain't a lot of times y'all say, what we going to do? It's a pitiful, what we going to do? We done for it. We ain't got no hope. Ain't nobody going to help us. Ain't nobody calling me. I've got all this thing. The church ain't give me no car. They ain't call me. They ain't come to see me. Oh, they don't like me. Oh, they don't speak to me. Oh, they look at me funny. Oh, you heard what that brother said? You heard what that said?
See what I mean?
somebody in this building today. He's saying to somebody in this building today, stop your crying. Stop your grumbling. Stop complaining. Stop wondering. Stop sitting down doing nothing. Because ain't nobody gonna move you from where you are until you move yourself. Stop going over your situations and your condition. Tell those mountains and those giants, get out of my way. Who are in God? If you are in God, move forward. You see what happened?
Thank you, Jesus.
When you move forward, when you move forward, saints of God,
Jesus,
of all your trials, over all your situations and conditions, when you move forward, you will realize that there was somebody behind you trying to get in that place. But you keep holding that place. You keep holding that place and standing right there, sitting right there. Nobody can get to where you are because you keep holding that place. You won't move forward. You've got a mission. You got a talent. And you just sit down on it. And somebody will come behind you. If you move forward, somebody could get in that spot where you was. Then everybody will come forward. Everybody will get to place where God wants. If you get up and move forward, if you get up and believe God, trust in Him, and do what He asks you to do, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, you don't have nothing worse than what Jesus, what Job, what Esther, they all face Paul, they all face perils. They all face situations and conditions. But let me tell you something, sisters and brothers. They moved forward. They kept on going. They kept on moving till they got to the place where God would have them to be. And by doing that, others came behind. We can't sit down on our gifts and talents. We need to run over so somebody else can get back some energy. If you ain't got no natural energy, please go get some Mega Man and some Mega Woman and some fruit juice and something. Get your legs and stuff off these feet and stop sitting down in the house of God having no life. Go forward. Maybe you don't have enough vitamin in your system and you want to shout, but your legs too heavy and tight. Your pain's too much. If you got a lot of pain and you don't have faith to come and shout at your pain, get yourself a motion or aspirin or something. Take it before you come here. And by the time you get here, you have some life. You can go forward. And those of us that know what happened, we can knock our hands on you and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. We can move forward. We can move forward. Come here, Brother Jerry. Come up here, Brother Jerry. Come here, Sister Coffee. My prayer warriors. You see my brother right here? My friend. He got a car dealer business. And you know what happened? After the rivers of water flowed over, and I gave him a little few words for a couple of years, I seen him. He would start to come. And you know what happened to this brother? He used to work 7 days. But you know what this brother did? He gave up his Sundays. He said, I will work no more on Sundays because I got to go into the house of the Lord. He stopped his Sunday work. People got mad with it. They got mad with this brother. But he said, how you going to get mad with me when I want to go serve the Lord? But he didn't let that hinder him. He began to come to the house of God. And he had an affliction in his body. He had an affliction in his body. And I told him he was going to pray. I don't know what the Lord was going to do with him up here. But I want y'all to just stretch your hand out to Jerry. That God would heal this affliction in his healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Don't try yourself.
Don't try.